with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he'd like other nations to help the U.S. open up the Strait of Hormuz.
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us. But, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
The president says the U.S. is considering winding down the war in Iran, but that other countries do need to help guard the Strait of Hormuz, through which about 20% of all the world's oil flows. It's a congressional appeal for sanctions on AI. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. Ron Taylor reporting.
Donna Warner reports on the death of a broadcast institution.
After nearly 100 years, CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs, effective May 22nd. CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927, giving a young William S. Paley a start in the business. As part of the service, Edward R. Murrow broadcast reports from London during World War II. Currently, CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss and President Tom Sabrowski say in a memo to staff that shutting down CBS Radio wasn't an easy decision, but a necessary one. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that Americans support Christian evangelism.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "Religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim parents in several Islamic private schools are suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. The state says schools associated with the accreditation company Cognia had hosted events organized by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. That Muslim civil rights group was recently designated a terrorist organization by the Texas government. This is SRN News. Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says the shooting at Old Dominion University this month was preventable.
I firmly believe that someone who is a naturalized citizen who pledges allegiance to ISIS and has to go to jail because of it should have their citizenship revoked and they should be deported immediately. That guy should have never been in America. That guy should have been deported a long time ago.
The shooter was subdued and killed by ROTC students. Democrats are questioning the Director of National Intelligence for her presence during the seizure of Georgia ballots by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
During a recent Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pressed DNI Tulsi Gabbard on why she was present during the FBI seizure of ballots in Fulton County, Georgia. Gabbard defended her oversight role under statutory election security responsibilities while denying she engaged in any law enforcement action.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.